Well, good afternoon. How are you? It's Rona Colin here with you, and you are listening to Perceptions. It's great to be in your company. It's Tuesday. It's just after going past 3:30, and I'm here with you until 4:30, as I say, bringing you Perceptions. Great music, great guests on the programme in the next 60 minutes. If you do want to get in contact with the show, it's 087-6944-500. Again, that's 087-6944-500. It's lovely to be back up here again in the capital again today, and delighted to be with you. Of course, I'm here with Paul, and where you're going to take your texts and any comments that you have as well. Joining me on the programme today, we've got Katie Burke, who has an organisation and company called Adaptable Solutions, who is a wheelchair user herself and has a disability and is self-employed, and is going to be talking to me about the highs and lows and the pitfalls around that in just a couple of moments. And after that, we've got Nick Bryson, who is involved in integrated dance and is doing some wonderful work in the area of integrated dance at the moment. So there's lots of exciting things coming up in the programme. If you've got any questions that you would like to ask any of our guests for today, hey, get in contact. This is your programme. This is for you. And so if you're a person that's interested in becoming self-employed yourself and you have a disability and you've got any queries or questions around that, get in contact with me and I'll put your questions to Katie. And of course, if you want to get involved in any of the arts in dancing and integrated dance, also go and get in contact with me as well. As I say, 087-6944-500. Now, joining me by phone, I have Katie Burke, who is the owner and CEO of Adaptable Solutions. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Rona. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Great, now.
Good. It's great to be chatting to you. All's well in Sligo?
It is indeed. It is indeed.
Is the sun shining?
Nice, sunny weather.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm loving that. So, Katie, tell me a little bit about Adaptable Solutions and when it was set up in the first place.
I set it up in end of 2011, beginning of 2012. Mm. And it really centres around social inclusion and accessibility.
Mm. And so before that, Katie, were you working yourself for other organisations?
Yes, I had been. Now, not our organisations in the disability sector, but I had been working as a personal assistant in a college.
Mm.
So I had been working prior to that, and I decided to set up my own business.
Why?
I suppose in 2008, I lost my job, much as many people in the country did. And so I decided that self-employment was the best route back to employment, I suppose. And 2-3 years on, everything's going well and really enjoying being self-employed.
Now, like myself, you also have a disability. Was that challenging because you have a disability yourself and then becoming self-employed? Were there certain pitfalls or nervousness around that for you? Take me through step by step.
I think there's always pitfalls around going self-employed. Mm. You know, it's a risky strategy, disability or not. Mm. But of course, it probably is slightly more risky being a person with a disability and, you know, starting up your own business. Things can be more difficult to navigate in terms of the social welfare system, and it can also be more difficult to access the services you require in order to set up your business. But at the end of the day, if you're really passionate about what you want to do, it you do it regardless and you find a way, don't you?
Yeah, going after my own heart, I would be very similar thinking myself. Let's say somebody's at home listening at the moment, Katie, and they have this fantastic business idea and they have a disability,
yes,
but they are slightly concerned about how this process begins. What advice would you give them and where should they begin?
I would advise them to just be sure that their business idea is worth following, and if it's a fantastic business idea, it always is. I would get advice from local people in the field, and I always find citizens' information extremely helpful in terms of people to consult with. But then if you decide you do want to become self-employed, it's simply a matter of applying according to the disability allowance to be allowed to do so. You may need a letter from your doctor, etc. And you need to be prepared to submit accounts on occasion so that, you know, you can prove what you're earning through your business.
A lot of people with disabilities would be worried and concerned about their DA or disability allowance being completely cut. Is that the case?
It depends on how much you earn, but if you are earning a significant amount of money through your business, you may indeed lose disability. But I think it's 350 euro to 360 euro a week before that happens.
Okay.
So you are allowed a significant income. I myself would only work sort of semi-part-time, do you know? So some weeks I'd be very busy, and then other weeks I would take more time off to just simply to do other things in my life that are important to me. So I think it is very plausible and very possible to be self-employed and retain a portion of your disability and therefore retain the benefits that come along with that, such as the medical card, etc.
So overall, Katie, even though there are pitfalls and there are challenges, worthwhile?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell me...
You know, sometimes the hardest things in life are the most worthwhile, aren't they?
It's always true. It's always true. If it's something is coming way too easy, then you're wondering, is it worth it at all, or is it even a value?
Exactly. I'm a girl that likes a challenge anyway, Rona, no more than yourself.
I know, yeah. I think it's a Cork Sligo thing, although it seems to be a Dublin thing too now, to be fair. I think it's probably an Irish thing.
I'm a Kiwi, Rona. You
know.
Have to bring in the New Zealand there, you know?
Now, oh, sure, listen.
The New Zealand there.
With that mixed accent of Sligo and Kiwi, yes, we know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we know where you're from. So Katie, tell me a little bit about Adaptable Solutions. Tell me about your organisation, about your company.
Well, look, we do so many things, Rona, at this stage. One of my great passions that we do is the school programmes, which promote disability awareness and social inclusion of people with disabilities in secondary schools all over Ireland. Talk about universal design, and we give students the opportunity to utilise mobility aids to allow them to experience the pitfalls of using them in everyday life. We also we've recently run a wheelchair basketball experience for transition year students.
That's fantastic.
Aside from the secondary school stuff, then, of course, I consult with a number of companies and do training around the area of disability awareness, accessibility, universal design, as well as lecturing in local colleges, etc. And then, of course, there's always a bit of website design and access auditing that keeps me out of trouble, Rona. And, of course, all of it is based on accessibility, social inclusion. So everything we do, we try to make it as accessible as possible.
Excellent. And Katie, I don't know if you've heard about this new initiative that the government is planning on running about. It's on the 9th of April. And
yes.
It's about people with disabilities mentoring somebody in the workplace for the day. Have you heard about that?
Okay. I think that's a fantastic initiative. No, I hadn't heard about it.
Yeah. So what would your thoughts be?
Well, you know, I think anything that gives people the opportunity or gives everybody the opportunity to interact with their fellow man is great, and to get somebody that may or may not be unemployed in the workplace is always great. I think it may go a long way to educate people about people with disabilities, but bearing in mind, you know, we're only one person and we only usually represent our own disability. So there's a whole wide world out there that it should allow employers to expose themselves to, and I think that's a fantastic opportunity.
I think you raise a very valid and very important point. There's a slight misconception that it's a one size fits all kind of thing around disability, and it's not. So it's very much an individual thing about the person and their own way of dealing with
their
disability.
Well, I prefer the term spectrum of ability to disability entirely. You know, I still personally can't find the line between ability and disability, but when I do, I'll let you know, Rona.
I don't think there is, though. I really don't think there is. I think it's all very blurred and all very grey, and I think it's an interesting initiative. I'm curious to see what they'll go with it after, because it's a one-day event on the 9th
of
April.
Very good.
So I'm interested to see what they'll do with it to develop it after the 9th of April. you know.
Exactly. Hopefully it'll be an ongoing thing.
Indeed. So at the moment, you sound like you've got your hands full because you're going into the schools and giving talks on disability awareness. And you're also going into organisations and giving talks there as well as the lecturing. Tell me a little bit about the lecturing.
I've been working with St. Angela's College here in Sligo this year. They've got a health and disability Bachelor of Arts and is part of the NUIG structure. So I've been working with them and we've been talking on universal design and social inclusion of people with disabilities. Again, a very proactive approach, actually getting people with disabilities involved in course delivery. So it's been a really good experience.
It's fantastic. It's the best way, really. I mean, having people with disabilities themselves being involved in the course, it makes complete sense. Katie, if people want to get in contact with you for some reason, or if they want to avail of any of your services, how can they go about that?
Oh, well, you can always ring me for a chat on 087 9800 456. But you can also email me at info@adaptablesolutions.ie.
All very easy. That's the easiest phone number in history, I think.
I know.
And you are great to chat, to be fair.
I am indeed.
Yeah, and quite.
It holds me back sometimes, Fiona.
I know, we've had some mammoth sessions ourselves in conversation. So if somebody is interested in being supported around universal design, or they want to do some work in their school or organisation, they can get in contact with you, Katie.
Oh, absolutely. Give us a ring and we will always try and work with people.
Right. And Katie's number again is 087 9800 456, and you can get in contact with Katie. Katie, thank you so much. You're a lady. And I hope to see you in the capital really, really soon in Dublin, and we'll have another catch up, no doubt. And at some point, I'm probably going to have you on the show again, talking about some other wonderful information around disability awareness. So thanks a million, Katie.
No worries at all. Thank you very much, Rona.
Speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. That was Katie Burkett there from Adaptable Solutions. And as Katie said, if you do want to get in contact with her about anything to do with universal design, or you want to get involved in your school, maybe involved in doing some disability awareness, Katie is always available to pick you up on that offer, because she is a very, very strong expert in her field, which is 087 9800 456. So if you're a person with a disability and you're at home and you're thinking, there's something I would like to do, and there's a job idea that I'd like to develop in my own business, and you're thinking it's too difficult, it really isn't. It really is just a matter of determination. It's not that complicated. As Katie said, the Citizens Advice Bureau is a very, very good place to start with information, and of course getting on to your local GP as well. Maybe you might have to get a letter for the disability allowance section and let them know that you're interested in doing some work therapeutically, and take it from there. It's, if you don't try, you'll never know, and it will probably be worth the effort in the first place. I know it can be seeming like it's very difficult and very challenging and too hard, but it really isn't. Katie is testimony to that as well. Anyway, if you do want to get in contact with anything that we're covering on the programme today, 087 69 44 500 for any questions or comments about Katie Burke and Adaptable Solutions, and of course about being self-employed as well. And I would love to hear from you, because your opinions do matter, they do count, and this programme is for you. If you're a person who has a disability, or you're interested in the disability sector, or you work in the sector, or you have family or friends who are who have a disability, well then get in contact. Let me know what topics you'd like to be covering, or for me to be covering, on future programmes on 087 69 44 500, because this is what it's all about. This is a programme for you to create more awareness and support each other around the area of the disability spectrum. Whatever your disability happens to be, there's bound to be something that you're interested in within the sector. So do get in contact, 0876944500. Still to come on the radio programme for the next 30 minutes, I've also got Nick Bryson, who is involved in the area of integrated dance and did a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful performance in the Firkin Crane in Shandon in Cork a couple of days ago, and I just want him to come on the programme and talk a little bit about his work. Hi Nick, how are you doing?
Hi Rona, very good, thanks.
Nice to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to have that Irish preview out of the way in Cork there on Friday night.
Yeah.
And we've travelled over to England at the weekend and we have a performance in London tomorrow.
So you're having... You're in the Laban Theatre. You're having a fantastic run at the moment, aren't you, Nick?
Well, I mean, it feels like we've been doing this dance production for a long time, but actually we're still at the kind of preview, finessing, finalising stage.
Okay. So tell
so
me...
Let's, we're not quite into...
Tell me about...
We're getting towards that... fantastic kind of run tour time, hopefully.
Fantastic.
We're not quite there.
Tell me how it all came to be, Nick, in the first place. How did this all happen?
Well, I met James O'Shea, who is a dancer without legs, through the Creek Lawn, which is Ireland's integrated dance company, really. And that was in 2010 because we were sharing a bill in the Dublin Fringe Festival.
Mm.
And we said at that point, oh, we must work together sometime. And then it's just taken a long time to get all the elements together. Another choreographer, dance artist I wanted to work with was Robin Dingemans, whom I met a little bit later in Edinburgh. And then I kind of put two and two together with also Rosa Frayling, who's a dancer I always wanted to work with. And when we put Rosa and James together, there was just that kind of on-stage chemistry, and that was the beginning of the whole idea for the project, really.
And so
that was about two and a half years ago.
And so then, 2.5 years ago, this all began, a meeting of minds and souls and ideas, no doubt. And tell me a little bit about the piece that was on at the weekend, about that, and the piece that you're doing at Laban at the moment.
Yeah, so as you say, it's called The Point at Which It Last Made Sense. It's a little bit of a cryptic title, but I think we really like it by now. It's kind of sunk in. And the work is a dance work that's critiquing or commenting on the advertising and marketing images and blurbs and culture that just surrounds us, and we don't even realize it. And there's also that aspect that we have these beautiful people on stage, but I suppose formally you would say one of them has a disability, although he has so many other abilities, extraordinary ability to move. So that's also the aspect that will make any audience think, is that we have James on stage, obviously, and he doesn't have legs, and he's doing movement that he's capable of doing, which is extraordinary. But if he is moving through the space, he's walking on his hands, and doing much more than that.
As
you saw on Friday night.
And so, Nick, this is the first time that you have worked, I would guess, integratively yourself with somebody.
Did you use the word integratively? Sorry.
Yeah, as in people with and without disabilities dancing together. Is this the first experience that you've had in this area?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's not the first time that you've been in a billing with an integrated dance company, because you've been in billings with Creagh Lawn a couple of times, because you and I were in a billing together, many moons ago, hence how you and I met. But for you, what was that experience like for yourself?
Well, it's funny. I don't really think of myself just like working in an integrated context, specifically because it's James. Like, I met a buddy that I wanted to collaborate with in the way that I might meet anybody, any, I suppose you'd say, able-bodied person. So I don't think of myself working in an integrated context specifically. But I mean, I don't mind talking in that label. It's also maybe a career opportunity to say that I'm working in an integrated context, because you get bookings in arts and disability events, to put it in a very dry way, but I don't have a political stance on it. I just have a connection with that
with people.
Individual.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. And it is, you know, dancing in general and in its purest form is about people connecting on a soul level, really, and having that really kinesthetic yeah. connection between each other. And obviously yourself and James, and Rosa with James was a lovely matching, a marrying of the three of you, really.
Yeah.
So, say that again to me, Nick. Yeah, I'm losing you slightly there, Nick. The sound isn't very good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Romy. Yeah,
I can hear you there again now, Nick. There. So, so you are planning to bring back this piece to Ireland?
Yeah.
And when is that happening?
We hope to bring the work back to Ireland in October.
Oh, fantastic!
I can't say more than that at the moment.
Because you don't know.
At this particular moment, at this particular moment, we have a show in London tomorrow and then in Bournemouth.
Right.
In the middle of, which is specifically an arts and disability event.
Oh, fantastic.
We're looking then for, just to obviously to promote and to sell the work, because we think it deserves it. We really think it deserves it. So we've got different strategies on that, but as things stand, I don't have any definite plans.
Right. Well, from what I've witnessed over the weekend with the piece, it was absolutely stunning, exquisite, and completely beautiful, and genuinely deserves to be toured, not only in the UK, but also around Ireland as well, and maybe Northern Ireland. It's great that you've gotten involved with Arts and Disability and that you're going to be involved in that thing in Bournemouth. So that's all very exciting news.
It is, yeah. Mm.
The chemistry...
Yeah, it's something I'm just going to follow, and I don't have a solution, you know, how much we're an arts and disability piece or how much we're just a contemporary dance piece. I would have ambitions also for the whole European dance festival scene.
Yes.
So it's just a question of pursuing it and keeping to work at it to sell the work. The dance piece is about marketing, but then it's also marketing itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested in that kind of layer within the layer. You know, the piece is about marketing, but yeah, it needs to be sold.
Yeah, it's quite paradoxical, all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The people that are involved in the piece, of course, James O'Shea, who's a very, very well known dancer, who did some work with dance with Kanduko, and of course did some work with Creaghlan as well in Ireland, and also was the winner of Dancing on Wheels a number of years ago through Integrated Ballroom as well, and just is a beautiful performer.
He is actually really a very, very beautiful performer.
Yeah.
And he's also
he's a great guy.
He doesn't realise that he thinks of himself more as a swimmer. He swims for the Paralympics.
That's right. He's multi talented, and the nice thing about him is that he doesn't realise how talented he is in the area of dance also with swimming, which is a lovely essence about it in itself. He's a nice way about him. And then Rosa, who I only met over the weekend as well, is a beautiful girl and an incredible performer from Holland. And the meeting of minds between the two, between James and Rosa, is just exquisite for people to see. There's a lovely connection between the pair of them. And of course, Nick, like me, you've been around the neighbourhood for a long time, and Hale originally from Belfast, but now living in Greystones, which is lovely for you.
That's right.
And also, you are a beautiful performer as well. Very funny. You're very comedic, and also you do some nice political pieces also as well. But also a gorgeous performer as well. So I think the marriage of the three between all of you just works beautifully.
Yeah, I mean, there's also Robin. He's completely part of the team. I mean, he's the brains behind it, along with myself.
Yeah, I only had the pleasure of meeting Robert quite very briefly at the weekend as well, and he's kind of behind the scenes, but also is the other brainchild. And yes, you're right. I should have mentioned Robert as well. But I wish you continued success with it, Nick. I think it's going to go great places, and I have no doubt in my mind that you're going to be around Ireland performing the piece again.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah,
and many more pieces.
Wonderful music from Alessandra Bassetti and SDNA have done all the video work.
Wonderful.
As well. So it is a complete experience for the audience, and I hope we can bring it to Ireland this year and beyond even. That's just part of our adventure, really.
Fantastic.
See what happens with the work now.
Fantastic. So far, yeah. Nick, from the people that you've spoken to from the performances in Ireland to date, what has been the feedback like from people who've viewed the piece?
The main thing would be that it's really made people think, and they go away saying they need to digest it and reflect, which is very satisfying for me, because before I was worried that the piece was too superficial, because the problem with making a dance work about marketing culture is that you can easily just end up with something superficial.
Yes.
So I was very pleased that people were giving me that reaction, that they wanted to think about it. Some people didn't like it because they want more dancing.
Because there is quite a lot of dance theatre in it, right?
But they wanted to maybe have more dance movement in it. And one of our themes is to really look for the reason to move.
Yes.
So, everything... really find an embodiment and an absolute reason to happen on the stage.
Indeed. It has to have integrity, and it has to have meaning, and it has to have purpose for the people who are performing it as well as the people who are viewing it. Nick, I'll say my goodbyes to you now, but thank you very much indeed. And I have no doubt I'll be speaking to you soon.
I should say thanks to the Arts Council of Ireland and the Arts Council of England for supporting us as well.
Absolutely.
We won a choreographic commission here in England, the Laban Greenwich Choreographic Commission. So thanks to all our supporters as well.
That's great, Nick. And rightly so that you'd be supported as well, Nick. That's wonderful. And I have no doubt we'll see you very, very soon. And I look forward to seeing the piece again, because it really is something that needs to be seen a couple of times to be really taken on board, really, because it's just stunning. So give my best wishes to James and to Rosa and to Robert.
I will. And you can look for us on the Facebook. The Point at Which It Last Made Sense is a Facebook page.
Yes.
Well. You can see our films there.
Excellent. Well. I was just about to ask you about directing people to that. So where can they see it again, Nick?
Well, if you go to Facebook and you put in The Point at Which It Last Made Sense, you'll find information about our work there.
Fantastic.
And you'll also see films of the performers. We'll also have a book published, hopefully, before too long. So you can also read about the book at the Facebook page.
Excellent. Onwards and upwards. Onwards and upwards. Listen, Nick, thanks a million, and I will speak to you really, really soon.
Okay,
all right? Take care now.
Speak to you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Nick Bryson there. And at the Point That It Last Made Sense is genuinely a stunning piece. And as Nick said, if you want to find out more information about that piece and the work that James and Robert and Nick and Rosa are doing with this piece at the moment, you can look at the website, not the website, the Facebook page even, at The Point That It Last Made Sense. And it is genuinely a stunning piece, and all four of them as individual performers are incredible to watch, and together it's just magical. So do check it out if you get the opportunity via Facebook. I nearly just fell off my chair, and I'm sitting next to Paul, and Paul and myself were chatting away, and I'd say Paul didn't even realise I nearly fell off the chair. No, he didn't. He's nodding his head here next to me, because I'm slip sliding all over this wheelchair today for some strange reason. Anyway, my thank you to Nick Bryson. If you do want to find out any more information about their performance, as I say, you can go on via the website, or not the website, the Facebook page. I'm sorry, I'm after saying that twice now. Well, Another show done. Can you believe it? Time is just flying away from me. And you are listening to Perceptions. And it's another show wrapping up for this week. But I will be back with you again next Tuesday. Now, don't be crying by the radio. There's no need. It's unnecessary. Paul is in floods here next to me. And he's all very upset because he knows he's not going to see me for another week. But I will be back, like Arnie. I will be back next Tuesday from 3:30 until 4:30 with Perceptions. Do tune in next week again. And of course, if there's any topics that you want us to cover, do get in contact, 087-6944-500, as always. And at some point, very, very soon, we're going to have a Facebook page as well, so you can get in contact with us via that. And more information about that to you next week. In the meantime, have a great week, and I'll speak to you then next Tuesday at 3:30. Take care. Toodaloo. Bye-bye.